And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you know, I've been in quite a good mood, sort of, recent weeks.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's all come down like a house of cards, mate. I'll tell you all about it during the show. Somebody I could use this right now is Dr. Ray. Right, Tony, that was TVI and Dr. Ray, mate, from their fantastic album Nice People that we've played quite a lot of songs off now, and I still haven't played Banana. I am going to play it at some point. What I want to know is, what is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI?
No, MySpace.com/TVI Punk. Poorly be the internet one, Tony nil. They're Swedish, aren't they? I'm right there.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Well done, TVI. Excellent album. And I don't mind playing lots of tracks of it because there's 31 on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so nice. Even if we played half of it, there'd still be half to get. So do go and check them out and get that. Lots and lots of fast, catchy, short songs. I like it. You're listening to The Cemetery Surfing underneath us right now, so thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Yeah, first time in a while, we've got not one, not two, but three words of the week.
Oh, wow.
In one go, that's right. Yeah, and two of which were thought up by me. one of which was thought up by someone to do with Amber Rance. Certainly she informed me of this, and I laughed so much, it fitted in really nicely. I noticed that someone who shall remain nameless was spending quite a bit of time on a member of the opposite sex's page on Facebook, right?
Okay.
And I don't very often go on Facebook chat, but I went on Facebook chat and she was on Facebook chat and he was on Facebook chat as well, and I, without really considering it, just decided that she was being a bit of a stalker and was desperately trying to get off with him, right, judging by the comments she was leaving on his page. And I came up with something that I called her that I think might catch on, and this is a word for any woman that you think is basically trying to get off with a man using Facebook as a way to do it. And I called her a face bike.
Okay.
Right. And she didn't take it very well. All right, well, she might do, but she didn't take it very well. Right, and said, don't be rude to me, don't call me that, I'm stressed. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, why are you stressed? And she said, my washing machine has broken down. It's now just the early hours of the morning, and I'm nowhere near sorting out or being able to do my clothes. And then I said to her, I can't help it if you're a midnight rinser. Right. Meaning that you're washing your clothes late at night.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing, I didn't mean anything by that. But as soon as it kind of flicked up, I thought, oh, actually, that could be misconstrued. And she just said, I thought I told you to be nice to me. Right? And I went, I just said, yeah, bloody washing. But midnight rinser, there's so much. It's almost like because you can just replace the R with an M and get Minsa, can't you? So that's, but anyway, but basically I called her a face bike and then a midnight rinser within seconds of each other. Left it at that. She was clearly upset. I said, oh, I'm not going down this road. I've clearly hit a nerve here at a bad time. And then heard from Ambarance that someone had said to her something about, and I can't remember why they call it, whether it was a euphemism for a penis or not, but it is now a stinky twinkie.
Okay.
Which means that in one sentence, that face bike's a right midnight rinser. I might have to get her to eat my stinky twinkie. It's just there. One go. Three in a row. How about that?
Cool.
So, how's your week been?
All right. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Fairly okay. Went to, there was a big Riverside Festival on the weekend, along the Victoria Embankment near Trent Bridge.
Right.
And there was lots of, like a big fair, really. More like the rides and a few little stages, but mostly it's like a big fair with rides and a little log flume and things like that. So I just went along and had a good look. It was good. First time I've seen that.
When was that, Sunday?
That was Sunday. Yeah, it was on Saturday and Sunday, but we just saw it on Sunday.
Oh, cool. Did you see any bands while you were there?
Well, there was some acoustic nonsense on, but we kind of walked in and then walked out of it. So it didn't really... I think there was a fiddler there or something like that. Well, we recognised our mistake straight away, so we walked out, and then there was a few bands pittered along the way, and but none of them were really that good. It wasn't really a band event; it was more fair and ride. So we just kind of walked around, saw a few bits pieces, and then kind of came back. So, but it was good. It was good. Enjoyed it.
Speaking of acoustic nonsense, I had a terrific stand-up comic, Silky, staying with me over the weekend while he did some gigs with me. And he has got a penchant for getting a little bit self-indulgent on his varying, very nice acoustic guitars. He's a very good guitar player. But there's nothing I like less than listening to people noodling away on acoustic guitars. It just drives me mental. There's no reason for it. It just does. And it got to half time in the football on Saturday afternoon, and while it was half time, he pulled the guitar out and started doing said noodling, and within seconds I lost my rag with the poor bloke. I just went, Silky, I hate people fret wanking on acoustic guitars in my house, and while you're under my roof you will not do anything of the such like. And he looked really upset, right? With good reason. It was a bit rude of me, I suppose. And then I thought, he looks upset, so I hit a compromise with him. I said, look, I'll tell you what, I'll indulge you until the second half of the football starts, but then you have to put the guitar away. And he went, that's all I was going to do anyway. Oh, mate, I'm really sorry about that. Anyway, one band that couldn't be accused of noodling, my friend, are the Kirks. We played a track or two off their latest album, Agroculture, already sent via That's Not Skanking TNS Records. What did we play? Was it the week before last?
Could have been.
I can't remember. Yeah. I already can't remember. Anyway, we're going to play another track off the album this week. I do recommend that you acquire this album. When you've heard this track, you'll understand why. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Kirk's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Kirk's?
It is indeed. Kirk's, K-I-R-K-Z. Tony one, Paulie being the internet one. This is Massive Fun with a Tommy gun. Listen to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tom.
That's okay.
A very brief question for you that I'm sure you'll have an extended answer for. You got any podcast alley for us?
I do. Thank you for all your votes and comments so far this month. We're well into August now, so if you haven't voted for us so far this month, and many of you haven't, do vote for us.
Easiest way to do that
is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if so wish. Could read them out. And thank you all for these comments so far. And here's the top five for this week. Hey guys, out again on parole again. In time to congratulate your five fabulous years of madness years. Respect, Lord Raylock. P.S.
Oh, you dancer.
We have
the
some
Raylock returns.
P.S. We have
of
some.
Of course, we know his real name, but we won't give it away.
Yeah. P.S. We have some catching up to do, Kitten Blood. How scary is that?
Kitten Blood. You two do have some catching up to do, don't you?
Yeah.
It must be about a year, is it, since we've heard from him?
It's been a while.
He must have completed his latest stretch and be ready for some serious anger-related Tony punishment.
Yeah.
Be scared, Mr. Hearn.
Yeah,
be very scared.
It'll be fine.
You don't know. You never know, mate. He could get smuggled out.
Well,
some well-meaning, philanthropic, millionaire, punky radio listener could think, I think Paulie B needs some laughs and Lord Raylock needs to get rid of a bit of frustration. I'll secretly fly him over to Sherwood Forest so we can give Tony a good bombing.
Bombing? Really? Okay.
Come on, everyone's a winner.
We post another comment saying, what the fuck? Years, years, again, again, again. Remember, kids, don't try to comment when you're really pissed. Again from Lord Raylock. Well, thanks for correcting yourself, Mr. Raylock. Mr. Lord. Don't
Mr.
come
Lop
over and
Lop.
Bomb me. Please don't come over and bomb me.
You really don't want him to take on that nickname, do you?
Not
Mr.
Really.
Lover Lover. Mr. Lover Lover puts Tony in bother.
We're glad to see he's, you know, he's out on parole. So.
I'm over the moon, he's out. We've missed you, Lord. We've missed you greatly. Well, I have anyway.
Yeah. July vote. Hope this counts for July. Stevovitz. Stevovitz. Think it did.
Well, it's kind of counting for August as well, isn't it?
I think it was last day of July. So, but this damage can vote again, doesn't it? So, get
yeah, it does. Get back on the net, Stiv.
Exactly. Sweet. First vote in August. Happy 5th anniversary, my friends. I wish you the best of success in the years to come. Cheers, Marcus. XY Rocks. Everyone.
Thank you very much, Marcus. And once again, thank you for the mention of us on show 89.
Ah, brilliant.
Of XY Rocks. Do check it out.
And finally, thanks for the plug. Buttons in the hall are always listening to Punky.
Always listening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not sure what sort of plug they mean. Have you been sending a presents again?
Not that I know.
Curse my drunken midnight posting.
That's it for Podcast Alley.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Buttons A. Lahore. It was her birthday, of course.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, it was her birthday. I wished her a happy birthday.
Okay.
And I don't think she's got me left, so... It was funny, actually. Someone else had put on her page, happy birthday, Brenda. You need to go back a long way to know that story.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I think it was a punky radio and Air At My Shorts listener had said happy birthday, Brenda.
Well, I have to check it
which
out.
Which tickled me. Something else that tickles me, Tony, is Zombino and the Skeletones. What a band. And on this album, Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart, that I have in my filthy mitts, there is a song that I rather like. I like all of them on this album. It's the best album yet, I think. Do make sure that you check it out. It's on Fiend Force Records. And, fiendforce.de, if you want to know more about it. I'll let you choose for yourself. I'll let you decide what you think of this. Wolf Hands.
Yeah.
on Beaten and the Skeletones. Tony, what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Zombina and the Skeletones.
It is indeed. All words, Zombina and the Skeletones. Do make sure you check them out. They always seem to have a new track up on that page. They've got another couple of new ones now. They've got a really good one called A Teenage Something or Other Meets the Caveman, and it's nutty. There's also, on this album, I should say, I couldn't understand why the last track said it was 16 minutes long. Right. Because it's not. It's a short song called I Go Psycho, which I don't think we've played yet, but we will at some point. And then there's a long gap, and then there's a mystery track on it, which I'm not going to tell anyone about, but it also features on a new compilation, the details of which I don't have to hand, but if you go to their page, you'll find out all about it.
Okay.
If I haven't said it already, you're listening to The Dead 60 on Meters right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
So I've been getting pretty stressed out by everything I've got to do this week, because I've got a lot to do this week. I'll mention a few of the bits that are stressing me out before I do about the things I've got to do this week. But one of the results of the stress is I've got a spot on the side of my neck. It's like a boil. It's massive.
Nice.
40 years old. I shouldn't be getting giant spots. I thought it was a bite, but I don't think it is. I think it's just a big spot as a result of stress. I am rather run down. I've been shaving less as well on my face. You know, I keep everywhere else.
Yeah.
So that's that. I did when the boys. I had Silky and Robbie Bonham were over, the Irish guy, the great comic. And they were both staying there over the weekend. So they did a gig in Luton and then Langford and then Bedford. We had our little tour of Bedfordshire that I have every other month. The Luton gig was absolutely brilliant. Really great fun. Some very funny things happened, including a bloke in the crowd who I glanced at and only saw the top of his head and said, "Bloody, bloody, bloody, everyone must clap now for the headline act. Even you, Father Ted." Because he had this huge Father Ted mop of grey hair on him. And everyone looked around and saw this bloke and pissed themselves laughing. And he did not crack a smile. He stayed steely-eyed, staring straight at me, but then did clap. Anyway, I didn't really see him again until the end of the night. At the end of the night, he walked over. Steve's quite good at keeping a pub open a little bit after the show. And he walked over, and I saw him out the corner of my eye, and he walked over. And I thought, oh, this could go one of two ways. Unfortunately, he broke into a smile and went, "Really enjoyed it tonight. Excellent show." I said, "Thank you very much. I'm sorry I called you Father Ted." And there was a pause of a couple of seconds. He didn't speak. I didn't speak. I looked at him again and said, when quite clearly, "I should have called you Charles Bronson. You might have the hair of Father Ted, but you've got the eyes of a killer and the moustache of a maniac." Fortunately, he found that funny as well. I'd quite a bit to drink by then, I grant you. But so that was that. The next day, we did the gig. That went on till about 5 in the morning. Well, I cracked at 3 a.m, but I think some other people were up till 5. The next day, as I said, there was a said noodling with Silky that was stopped rather quickly. Went up to do the gig at the Ivy Leaf Club in Langford. That was another great laugh. And then we went out in Hitchin afterwards. Where did we go? We went to the Vic, and then we went to Chic Bar. Vic, then the King's Arms, then to Chic Bar. And then we got back. Robbie may or may not have rolled up something rather herbal. And we watched the Swedish film, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. You might remember I've been reading that. Watched the Swedish version of it with subtitles. Excellent film, completely different to the book, of course. But what's really weird is I think they should have spent another 500 quid and got it dubbed into English, because it's a very difficult film to watch and read the subtitles at the same time, because lots of things happen, it's fairly fast moving, but also because with this existing Swedish going on in the background, as you're reading everything and watching the film, all you're hearing is "Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo, 1966, which is Swedish for 1966. Scooty Boo, Scooty Boo. And it was quite surprising how many words you did make out. But I'm sorry, I don't mean to sort of be rude about the Swedish accent, because it wasn't quite like that. It was very much Sven-Göran Eriksson is talking you through the film, but you don't know what he's saying. There's no "hoella." It was just very, very funny. Although it might have been more funny because of the time we were watching it and the situation we were in, but it did mean we didn't finish till 6 o'clock in the morning. On the Saturday, we went and did the gig in Bedford. That was good fun as well. Silky went off up to Coventry. Well, he was sent to Coventry, really. And me and Robbie went out in Hitchin again, this time settling upon Bombora, amongst other places. And and then we went up to Sheep Bar again, where we saw the Gangster Milf, who were all dressed up as I've talked about the Gangster Milf before, who were all dressed as pimps and tarts and pimps and that, which is obviously very nice. Hello to the Gangster Milf, and hello to Paul, long-suffering boyfriend of one of the Gangster Milf, Kathy, because he did want his photo taken with me, although he was wearing a Christ Velvet purple and zebra skin pimp suit.
Nice.
And I wasn't. So I'm waiting for those photos on Facebook. They won't look dodgy. I, of course, look like an aging pimp anyway, with the moustache I've got at the moment. So I imagine it'll look okay, in fact. I was going to tell you about my car. I'll wait. Let's get on with the next track, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this has come through from a band from Indonesia. I think they're from Jakarta, who got in touch with me. A band called Nervous Breakdown. And they said, is it all right if we send you our album? I said, of course it is. They did. This is the title track of it, because I said they didn't need to post it to me. They could send me the tracks. And they sent me the whole album as MP3s, but I thought they were just going to send me one track. So when the track came through, I just downloaded that and then realised, actually, going against what we normally do, it is the first track on the album. But anyway, we're playing the first track. We'll play something else from them in a few weeks' time. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/nervous breakdown.
No, it's not. MySpace.com/nervous breakdown 2006. Nervous Breakdown 2006, which makes it Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is Hardcore Sucks.
Some people of mine ever told me, in hardcore, you better follow what the rules, you better follow what they say. But not for me. For me, hardcore is about being free. Please be yourself, no one else, and to all the people that you love. Remember that, kids. Remember, we must stand together, fight all this shit. It's about freedom. The real freedom of us.
Nervous Breakdown, Tony.
Nice.
I'm very pleased to get that. We don't get a lot of music from that part of the world, and as you know, we do unite fans and bands from across the lands. So it's only right that we should help some fans discover a band like that may not have known them before. Thank you very much, Nervous Breakdown, for sending that stuff. And thank you very much, I hope I've said your name right, thank you very much, Oi. Which is O-Y-I. How would you say O-Y-I?
Oi. Oi?
Yes, I said oi. Thank you very much. Oi! You'd be very popular in the high streets of town centres around England late at night, because someone would shout oi, and then they'd shout oi. It would be really good if you got a twin brother, so people would shout oi oi. I was wondering, Tony, I've had a terribly stressful week, very very busy, and I've pretty much forgotten all about GoDaddy. I was wondering whether to the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, you could tell me a little bit about them.
Yep, sure can. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and generally should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
Cool. Well, GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, I'm going to have to reboot.
Oh. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
That's a SSL.
Oh.
And it will help protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. Well, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY411. That's...
Punky 411,
which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
And also, there is Punky 412. That's
Punky 412,
which will give you 30% off all .com domains. And also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, Punky 20H1. That's
Punky 20H1.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans. Secondly, Punky 125. That's
Punky 125.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL. That's
Punky SSL.
And with that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Wonderfully done.
Thank you.
You've never heard of a band called the 29th Street Disciples, have you?
I haven't, no.
Well, when in Rome.
Wicked Heart.
29th Street Disciples, Tony, listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. What I want to know is, what is the 29th Street Disciples MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ 29th Street Disciples.
No, MySpace.com/ Ashtray Rock and Roll.
Right.
Which makes it probably be Internet 3, Tony 2, but I just tried to go on the MySpace, their MySpace page, with Ashtray, with Rock and Roll, and I've got on the page before, but when I went on there, MySpace said it couldn't find it, which was a bit of a pain, because I was just going to scribble down all the information about them from it. So I have very little information about the 29th Street Disciples this week, because I couldn't get on their MySpace page. But do check it out yourself, / Ashtray Rock and Roll, RockNRoll. Right. Realise I haven't asked you this already, Tony. Have you got a gig guide?
I haven't. No.
You haven't, right. In that case then, bands, if you're listening and you'd like us to advertise your gigs, do send an email to tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email, International Gig Guide, and he will read out the details. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, yep.
That is correct. Also, I must apologise to Twilight and Thebes, who have again sent me the judgmental that I couldn't find before. I'm going to do it on the next show. The judge will be back for the next show. Sorry that you've had to wait for it. Right, I'm going to rush through this bit, Tone, because I want to get on with things. I'll tell you briefly about my car. You may remember last week I said my car had exploded. It has. It does need a new engine.
D- Does it? Is it cam belt then, is it?
Oh, well, I don't know what it is, but it needs a new engine. Right. I only found out this afternoon. They went, yep, we've had a look at it. You need a new engine. I went, great. But I'm not getting a new engine. I'm going to get a reconditioned one or one from a salvage yard. That they're going to find for me. And here's the good news, although it might not sound like good news. I had a figure in my head of how much it was going to cost to get this car fixed. They said to me today, probably with the new engine, a full service and MOT, it's going to come in at a little bit under a grand.
That's not bad.
That is absolutely brilliant against what I was expecting, especially as I've just had an all right weekend with the gigs we've done. So I can just about afford to get this thing fixed. However, I won't have it back by the weekend, I don't think. So I'm not sure how I'm going to get to Edinburgh yet. This is just an extra complication. I'll tell you about what I've got to do this week in the next bit. Anyway, I am minor league cheered up by the fact it's not going to cost me a house to get the car fixed, but major league disappointed that I probably won't have it back by Friday. So it's just an extra little bit of grief and hassle to think about, which will probably bring my spot up a bit more until it's talking to me, I imagine. I'm going to look like Zaphod Beeblebrox if this thing gets any bigger. Hey, that's quite a geeky thing to say. Speaking of geeky, on a whim last night, I decided that I'd start doing a blog.
Really?
Yes. Because I didn't know what to do, I went on blogspot.com, which is a good thing to go. So I've got the address of my blog, which is PoorlyBee, as in a not very well insect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's PoorlyBee.blogspot.com. What I'm going to try and do, there's not going to be much action on it for a few days. When I get to Edinburgh, I'm going to try and do a daily Edinburgh blog for the 2 weeks that I'm there. And then we'll see how it goes. I might not manage it, you know, me and drink. But I am going to try and start to blog on there semi-regularly. But certainly for the next fortnight, well, as of this Sunday, I am going to try and do a daily Edinburgh blog for the duration of the festival. I know hundreds of other people do, but anyway, which should be a relatively interesting thing, just because it'll give an insight into what it's like to be a performer in Edinburgh at the festival rather than someone up there watching it. So okay, it might be of interest, might not, but anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
You might be able to link it into your Facebook as well, if you can figure it out.
Well, that means no then.
Like that time I tried doing it with a podcast feed.
Yeah,
you can do it with the blog feeds as well.
Yeah, I still can't get that to work, but I don't know how I'd get the blog feed. I don't know how to do a blog feed.
It'll be on there somewhere. If it's a proper blog, it'll have a feed on there. But then mine doesn't work either, because Kev pointed out he hasn't got a bloody download link. So that's shot it. So, don't know.
Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, never mind. But anyway, it's there. Right, let's get on with the next track then. This is one from... We haven't played anything off this album for a while. A band called Zoo Party. I don't know whether you remember when we played Zoo, but this came out last year. They're from Massachusetts, I think. And I think we played General Cutter, we played before. Good album called Refuse. R-E-Fuse, Refuse, Refuse. It's got three meanings, hasn't it? It can mean, well, at least it can mean turn something down, yeah. It can mean rubbish, or it can mean sort out the electrics. At least. There's probably some other meanings for it as well, I would think. They're very clever people. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Zoo Party's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ZooParty.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 3. Oh, this is one for you. Neat Freak. We'll be right back. Zoo party, Tony.
Nice.
This week's show is pretty full on, isn't it? The songs are all fairly full on. Little twist at the end, though. I'll give you a little clue now. Do check them out. MySpace.com/Zoo Party. While you're on MySpace, of course, you could always go to our page, MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Leave a MySpace comment. We haven't had any comments in a while. There is one I noticed from Monkey Fist, which I'll read out on the next show. You listen to the Planet Smash underneath it. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have you got anything coming up this week?
No. Not this week, I don't think so, no. No, not at all, actually.
Well, it's alright, I've got enough for both of us.
Excellent.
Thursday of this week is the show I've been writing with a comic called Brian Higgins for the last 6 months, called Is Star Trek Voyager Good For You? It's part of the Camden Fringe. It takes place at the Roundhouse Studio Theatre, 9 o'clock on Thursday night. It's very close. It's between Camden Lock and Chalk Farm Tube. If you are in the London area or you know anyone who will be on Thursday night and they're looking for something to do, please do come along to that show. Tickets are limited to 120. I know it hasn't sold out yet, so there are still tickets for it, and the way you get them is just to go on the Camden Fringe website, camdenfringe.org, and it gives you the opportunity to just click on a date, and then that date, there's all the shows that day. You click on the show when you find it and go through. There isn't actually a link to the show per se. There is an event page for it on Facebook. If you type in Is Star Trek Voyager Good For You, you'll find it. That's Thursday. I'm very, very excited about that. I'm looking forward as much as anything else to my mate Tim, who's going to be doing the sound and lighting for it. He hates Star Trek Voyager, but he's a big sci-fi fan, and he's very upset that I am going to be calling him the Techie Trekkie throughout. He's not very happy about that, but he is bringing 2 static cameras and 1 roving camera to film it really, really well, and we'll be editing it down to decent preview clips that will be on the net soon. So if you'd like to be in the audience of that show, make sure you get down as well. Then on Friday, as if that wasn't enough for a week, I've got my comedy show in Hitchin, which features John Matt, who's got pretty much a new set. I saw him a few weeks ago, it's fantastic. And Sean Percival, who is, I would say, I know this sounds like damning by faint praise, it's not. He's one of the most dependable comedians on the circuit, in that I've never seen him have a bad gig. He always rocks the room. That's at Woodside Hall on Friday. It's £10 to get in, £8 to members. Doors open 7:30, show starts 8:30. Find out details about it at lastminutecomedy.com, which is a website that you run, my friend, and thank you very much for that. The next night, as if that wasn't enough, I've got my show in Letchworth at Letchworth Arts Centre. Same door time, same prices, but it features Sean Percival, but also Brian Damage and Crystal rather than John Mann. Haven't seen Brian Damage and Crystal in a long time. Looking forward to seeing them as well. Excellent, excellent doublet. Have you seen them before?
No, I haven't.
No. Oh, you haven't? Absolutely brilliant. And as if that wasn't enough, Tony, on Sunday, I'll be getting up early. Yes, I know, getting up early. Packing my car, well, I'll say my car, I've got a car, I might be getting the train yet. Packing a car or getting the train up to Edinburgh, where I will be performing from Monday, Hung Parliament the Musical, from the 16th to the 28th. It's part of the Free Fringe. It's 2:30 in the afternoon at Base Nightclub, which is venue 56 on Cowgate, right in the heart of the festival. As I say, every day, 2:30, a satirical show with knob gags and a daily guest. Also, some songs I've written about Gordon Brown. it's as if I didn't have enough to do. This does mean that we'll have news about a future Punky on the next show, which we will do before I go, but then we'll have news about the next one, which is going to be quite exciting. The show after next, we're all looking forward to, here in the Highwayman's Lodge and Robin's Nest. God, we haven't called that in a bit, have we? I love that name for where you live, the rookery. So yeah, that's all happening this week. Anyway, if you can get to any of those shows, I would love it. It'd be absolutely brilliant to see you. And as I say, the Edinburgh show is going on for a fortnight, so if you're up at the Edinburgh Festival, you have very few excuses not to come and find me. If you don't find me, I'll know it means you don't like me, and that will upset me.
Aww.
that Emily loved him. Actually, Emily probably thought I was a bit of a tit as it goes.
Yeah.
If I'd been Bagpuss, I don't think it would have been as popular. I think I'd have been a vengeful Bagpuss.
Yeah. Possibly.
I think I'd have chased Professor Yaffle on the basis that I was a cat and he was a bird. I'd have played with him until he died painfully. Rather like what Lord Renock was hopefully going to do to you, Tony. Right, next track. Merry Men, Michael Motorcycle. Michael Motorcycle, Tony, from a very cheeky little EP by Merry Men called The Power. What I want to know is, what is Merry Men's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Merry Men Music?
No! MySpace.com/Merry Men. Haha. Forty being the internet, four, Tony three. I wasn't expecting that point, I don't know why. Yes, I really like this EP. There's five tracks on it. We played Me, Tars and Eugene the other week. We've now played Michael Motorcycle. The three other tracks are Merry Men, Scuba Dive and Zombie. They were giving it away free at Strummer Camp. So what I would do is check out their MySpace page. You can probably download the tracks. Really, really good fun band. Like them a lot. You're listening to Mustang Lightning on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. We were just discussing off air that we don't appear to be on Wicked Radio anymore.
No, I was at work today with nothing to listen to, so I thought, I'll listen to Wicked Radio and see what's going on. Went along to wickedradio.org, and it's all changed a bit. The online listening doesn't seem to work anymore, so you can't actually listen online, unless my computer's just broken. And also I checked the schedule out and went on it.
Oh.
So maybe they've had a bit of a change around. I don't know how recently that's happened, or they've still got a... I think they're still broadcasting on Freeform FM. But
right.
Don't know if anybody knows. It'd be good to know what's going on.
Yes, we'll look into it anyway. I'll get in touch with Evil Deshi, the crazy goat herder, and see what's happening there. Because I haven't heard anything from them. So I think it would be unlikely we would just drop off the radar without them telling us. So I'll look into that anyway. We are, however, on the other two still, aren't we? Hussy Skunk and Roach Radio.
And Roach, definitely on Roach Radio. I've not checked Hussy Skunk out in a while. I'll check that one out. But yeah, Roach
sounds
Radio
like you,
fun.
Sounds like you've got a bit of research to do, my friend.
Oh, I know.
How exciting.
Mm.
One other thing I imagine you want to talk about now.
Uh-huh.
Tony, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your twat nominations. I do need some more, though. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel now, and I think there's but a few left. So if you don't want my twat to dry up, and hey, let's face it, no one wants that, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. This one's quite a short one. From The Grinch, who says, "Hi Tony, short but sweet. I nominate the person who designed the Antwerpen Ring Road. The reasons laid out nicely by you in this week's show." Yeah, it was a while ago. "That design was the only reason for me to buy a bloody sat-nav for my trip to university in Wales. All the best from Germany, Timo." There you go. Who says, "Where in Germany have you been? Driving time from Calais, it could be close to me." Turns out, not really. I just drive like an old lady. So he's actually further away. But I've only got a small car. And the Germans are... they drive a lot quicker than I.
Yes,
dear.
They do. So he is as unhappy with the Antwerp Ring Road as you are.
Yeah, basically. And anybody who does that drive, I think it is the low point of any journey.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a drive I mean to do. I'm fascinated by it now. I want to go the wrong way around the Antwerp. No, I always want to go the wrong way around the Antwerp Ring Road, almost on purpose, to say I have been the wrong way. And the next time I'm anywhere near you, I think you should take the brown line to Bulwell as well. Anyway, Tony, go for it. I'm
okay
with you 100%.
So, the person who designed the Antwerpen Ring Road
is a twat. Fucking massive one, by the sounds of things.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Right, Tony.
And is Belgian, clearly.
He might not be.
Well, that's true, he might not be.
He doesn't have to be Belgian, does he, to design a road?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for example, the Severn Crossing was built by Italians, wasn't it?
No, was it?
Yeah, you see.
No.
Didn't think of that, did you?
Didn't think of that.
And we've built loads of playthings in other countries. Yeah. It's a mystery. A mystery I mean to solve. Last track on this week's show, thank you so much for listening, etc, etc, is a second track from Black Cat Boppers. You might remember I told you about Black Cat Boppers and Roy Phillips, the lead singer, originally being in a band called Get Smart, and the drummer Colin Owens is a stand-up comic, and they had to cancel a gig last week because Colin the drummer hurt his hand, the big girl. There's a problem with one hand, use your foot. If Def Leppard can do it,
that's true.
Hurt his hand? What, you mean you need two? Anyway, they've got an EP out called Live Sessions, which is available. What I want to know is, what is Black Cat Boppers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Black Cat Boppers?
No, it's not. Should have listened last time. It's MySpace.com/The Black Cat Boppers, which makes it a surprising, poorly being Internet 5, Tony 3. This is a cute little song that on the net has a video to go with it as well, which is really, really good. This is Little Pig.
Ho, ho, mama, chinny, chin, chin. Well, I'm the wolf and I want to come in. Ho, ho, mama, chinny, chin, chin. Well, I'm the wolf and I want to come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff, gonna blow your house in. Chitty, chitty, chitty. Well, I'm the wolf and I wanna come in. Ho, ho, baba, chitty, chitty, chitty. Well, I'm the wolf and I wanna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. You
send me here, send me there. But looking in a chart, I won't get you nowhere. Cause I'm gonna get you just you wait and see. Look, little piggy, you belong to me. Oh, home, mama, chin, chin, chin. Well, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Oh, home, mama, chin, chin, chin. Well, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff, gonna blow your house in.
Band, right? And what's that? That was just a nice little bit of jazzy, swingy rockabilly to finish the end of what has been a pretty full-on show as far as the music goes. Hopefully, you've managed to relax into the end of it with a little bit of Little Pig, the way I did there. Like it very much. Check them out: myspace.com/TheBlackCatBoppers. Don't forget there are things to do this week, not least of which is to come and see my show in London on Thursday, come and see my show in Hitchin on Friday, come and see my show in Lexington on Saturday, and then come and see my show in Edinburgh on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wow.
No pressure. Also, what should people be doing, Tony?
You can vote for the podcast, Ali, and please do. Go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for his link. Hit that and follow the instructions. And on the left, if you have iTunes installed, hit the iTunes link. It'll open up iTunes on the music store, where you can subscribe to the show and log in and review us. Please do review us. It does help us out massively, and it costs you nothing. And let's face it, you've probably got an iTunes account anyway, so just log in and just review us, and we'll read them out.
Yes, sorry, I was miles away. Thank you all so much for listening. Next week's show, I'll give you an advance warning. We have a couple of exclusive new tracks from the new Dragster and Leather Zoo albums.
Nice.
How exciting. And also something new from my favourite Italian psychedelic band, Nox. I'm excited already. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo, apoo.
You're right.